I'm Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts
at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment, shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Jake.
And this week we are talking about the classic Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Is it the classic?
It's gotta be, or will be shortly.
Yeah, it will be by the end of the cast, maybe. Who knows?
Well, if nothing else, it's going to be remembered as where Matthew Broderick's career peaked and basically was done besides that in War Games.
Did he do that again, like for a Super Bowl ad a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Super Bowl, yes.
And the only thing anybody could think of was, dear God, Matthew Broderick looks awful.
He did look bad.
Well, not everybody aged well. I mean, he did not that well. Okay. Yes. But we all remember him as a 25 years old playing at 18 years old or something, I guess.
Well, am I the only one who picked up on the fact that, you know, for supposedly being 17, 18 years old, he had a 5 o'clock shadow when he woke up in the morning?
I didn't see it, but I believe it.
No, I mean, I totally get it, but it was just, I don't know. I don't love this movie as much as everyone does from back in the day, but it is still a lot of fun. It's a time capsule of the 80-ish, 90s.
Oh, yeah. You know? But oh my God, I should have researched this, but this is one of the John Hughes.
John Hughes.
There we go.
Yeah, there's an H.
Is it John Woo? No, that's later.
No. But he was doing good at teen movies and school movies and the school style and all that living lifestyle.
And the scientist from Howard the Duck is the principal?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But he plays good evil. Come on.
I think what I realized when I was watching this movie today was I think I finally have reached the get off my lawn, getting old concept, because I actually started feeling sympathy for the guy.
You did?
He was stupid. If you really wanted to catch him, all he really had to do was sit down on the front porch and wait for everybody to come home.
True.
But at the same time, I what really caught me is Ferris Bueller's a dick.
He is.
Yeah, but he's the typical conniving high school kid. He had a point, you know. If you don't slow down every once in a while, life will pass you by. I mean, I get it. We all did dumb shit to different degrees. Some of us still might do it today, but you know, he was a dick.
But even then, a couple of the other things throughout it, versus just the fact that he was a complete utter dick to Cameron throughout most of the movie. You know, he kept giving people like dollar tips and then giving them dirty looks back when they looked at him in disgust.
True.
This was the 80s. A buck was a lot more then. I'm playing devil's advocate. You're not wrong. I'm just saying. Do you have a kiss for daddy?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we are talking about Mia Sara here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we
they're really close in the family.
Mia Sara.
The mannequin rig that he sets up so anyone checking in his room will be fooled.
That's pretty good. Come on.
Yeah. And then the wiring the tape recorder to the...
snoring?
No, to the front doorbell.
Oh, yeah, the intercom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of your parents come... Oh, no, they're not going to ring the bell. Good point.
And for any of our listeners who are under the age of 30, that little thing going reel to reel was a cassette tape. Those of us who are older remember them. It's what we had music on.
We had that for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the youngins don't get it.
Well, they don't remember 8-track either, so.
I barely remember fucking 8-track.
I'm actually old enough to remember 8-track.
I remember it, but not. I don't remember that there was much music ever being played on them. It was just the thing in the car. Or the thing in the, stereo that people upgraded the tape deck to.
Yeah. Everybody was changing their 8-track to a tape deck. That was the thing to do for a while. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's like a Betamax and a VHS.
Whoa, yeah. You got money? Yeah, he needs a new kidney. I like how he pulled one over on everybody in school. It's, you know, because, I mean, that is high school. You tell five different people something, and it gets to crazy proportions.
But it got to the old city, because at some point, he's at the police. They're at the police station, and the sister get a guy that
look at Charlie him. Sheen. Druggy then, druggy now.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a, you know, foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, it's Charlie Sheen. It's always fun to see him, though. It was funny.
It was.
It was. I'm
just, you know, he's a druggie. It's okay.
Okay.
No, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. I'm just saying.
What about that Ferrari?
That was pretty nice. Dudes who drive it.
and the contrast between the Fiari with the Fiero.
Yeah, little, right.
Fiero that she was Fiero. Driving.
Yep. Yeah. When he races his sister home at the end.
Well, the race is on foot.
Well, right. She's got to go around the block. He can cut their yards.
Oh, and through houses and stop to talk to the cute girls.
Dinner's done. Hey, Ferris Bueller. Hey, Ferris Bueller. Nice to meet you.
That was funny. Come on.
And the music is so, I mean, nostalgic and just iconic and awesome.
The music worked well for what it is. I mean, the movie's trying to be livid a little bit and I don't know. It's entertaining. You just go with the flow. It gives a good beat to most of the action scene. I mean, the big dancing moment in the middle of the cast, in the middle of the movie, is still impressive. Maybe not the best idea to pass on primetime TV when you're trying to be subtle, but
just, yeah. I mean, he didn't think it all out very well, but he did think how it worked.
Yeah,
I like the whole calling the restaurant and blah blah blah. Ben for whatever, Frommer, the king. Abe Frommer.
Abe Froman. Yeah.
So good. It's so stupid, too. I don't know. I don't know why I like this movie. It's just probably because I saw it a lot when I was younger.
I don't know. Well, I didn't see it a lot when I was younger, but I still like this movie. It's fun. It's hilarious. My God, am I going to say that about American Comedy? I mean.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. It's relaxing to watch. It's fun.
It's relaxing to watch.
Yeah. You switch your brain off and you just go.
Do you have tea next to you now all of a sudden? Or
yeah, that's it.
The one thing I will give him credit for smarts that actually somebody could think of was the moment he realizes that the principal has picked up on that they're on the phone.
Yes.
That they're so he immediately goes to the other room and calls him and asks for his homework.
Yeah, that was good. Just to
throw him off.
Mm-hmm.
That works. That's a lot of planning, though, for a day off. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but it's better than getting caught. It was his ninth sick day.
Yeah.
Or his second. Whatever.
Asked for a car, got a computer.
Yeah, and the computers in these days, they're all connected, you know?
The post-credit scene, was this like the first one ever?
I think so. It's a good one, though.
Yeah.
What are you still doing here? Go home. Go.
Had they done that before?
Maybe, but that's one of the first notable one.
Yeah,
I mean, they used to
be.
Do this James Bond will return or stuff like that, but an actual scene, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Maybe. You know what? If you know, send us an email. Go on the forum. Put it somewhere. On Gunna Geek Network.
Or you could always call the Asian.
Hey, he remembered his H for John Hughes this time. So.
Yes.
Yes, I tried. Well,
he remembered the first H. It was like John Hughes.
John Hughes. John Hughes.
So bad.
I don't have lots of notes for this movie, but I had a great time. Just like went by.
Well, it is one of those just fun movies. It you pass by it when on TNT or whatever channel it's on a Saturday afternoon, and it's one that you'll stop and watch. So I think I was just kind of thrown by how much age in me personally changed the way I looked at the movie. It went from being Ferris Bueller's The Coolest Kid Under the Sun, I wish I could do all of that, to the whole get off my lawn attitude of this kid's just being a little shit, somebody catch him. So Yeah, that's the only thing that caught me off guard.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think the principle goes far and is a little bit stupid. But besides that, I'm pretty good with the kind of humor in this movie. Works.
You want a gummy bear? They're soft. They have it in my pocket all day.
The one thing with the principal is you've got an enormous dog door that you can almost fit through. What does that tell you the dog probably is?
A chihuahua.
Yes. Yes, a really, really small dog. The portrayal is cool at the start. Like, when the teacher names all the names and starts his lecture all of the same tone. We all had that teacher.
Ben Stein. That was his actual movie breakthrough.
Yeah, oh my God, that was so bad. Anybody? Anybody?
Anyone?
And then he would just tell him what it is. It's like, shut the fuck up.
The one that I had more of was the English teacher who was just, everything was overly dramatic. In what way does the author's use of irony? I had those.
Yes, teachers, the best. Wing, stop adding stuff to the news. Anybody got any more notes?
No, that was mine.
No.
Well, fine then.
Okay.
Wow. Rate the Ferris Bueller's 4-minute cast.
Yeah, that's a problem when we all like the movie. Usually, we're like, watch it.
It's one of those movies that there's really not that much to be said about it. It wasn't crazy action packed. It wasn't amazing. It's just a fun, good, entertaining movie to watch.
That
for shizzle.
Yeah. So for that, are you giving it legendary, Legends of Its Time, cult legend, awesome, entertaining? I can think I can stop there. Beef?
It really should be in cult legend. Yeah, screw it. If you're 30-ish, 25 or older, it should be somewhere in the cult legend status. You should have seen it enough. It's above and beyond solid entertaining, and it's so nostalgic. It does let me down sometimes because I have seen it so much, but it's also so awesome because I've seen it so much. I know that doesn't make any fucking sense, but that's how I roll. But everything from the float scene to stealing his buddy's dad's car to doing elaborate shit to get himself and his girl out. Yeah, I know a lot of those, so I'm going to go cult legend.
I'm going to give it the same thing, cult legend as well. I think the movie passed the test of time fairly enough. It's funny to see tapes and stuff like that, but today you could remake this movie almost the same way. Most of the movie work. I mean, update the car, update the tech, but the rest works and would still works to this day. So I think that's something to be said about something like that. So yeah, cult legend. I had a lot of fun rewatching it, and I think I even watched a special edition where there's a little bit more scenes in the school, which was really funny. So great, Jake.
I'm going to agree with everybody. I have to go cult legend. It's one of those movies that if you're at the right age, you can quote. You talk to, you make references, and it's not the one where you make references and everybody looks at you like you're stupid. Everybody knows this movie. Cult legend.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, that was the 4-minute cast for On Ferris Bueller.
Good movies, they do that to us. All right, last word, fellas.
Dankeschön.
Oh, can you do that again?
Dankeschön.
Tape.
Ferrari. Ooh. Oh, we never said what about him kicking his dad's vehicle out the window. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, them thinking that the mileage will go back by backtracking was kind
of they're idiots.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it goes back to the point I didn't want to just keep reiterating is Ferris Bueller was the one who talked him into taking the car out, basically drove it out and all that, and he's the one who's going to take all the crap for the car getting destroyed. So
he did kick it out a window. But
it is a good point. But
this has been episode 266 with an extra add-on at the end of Legends Podcast, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm Beef saying, Dankeschön. God damn it.
I'm John D. signing out.
And I'm Jake saying, that was really Wayne Newton.
Wow. It was.
That was Wayne Newton singing Dankeschön.
Okay.
Don't ask me why I know that.
I won't.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.